There is a competition going on in America's cities, and it's not pretty. Workers competing for housing in Seattle and San Francisco, New York and Boston and other cities. An influx of highly paid workers in growing industries raises housing prices and marginalizes middle and working class workers, forcing them farther from the city or in some cases right onto the streets. The parallel universe of homelessness in urban America is there if you know where to look for it. In New York, most of the homeless are in homeless shelters of some kind. On the West Coast, unsheltered homeless people living on the streets is the norm. In San Francisco, more than 61% of the homeless population is unsheltered. They walk like shadows amongst the commuters from San Francisco's most desirable neighborhoods, working in places like the tech bubble of Silicon Valley. Tech entrepreneur Kevin Adler hopes to burst that bubble and make homelessness more visible. His Homeless GoPro project gives GoPro cameras to homeless volunteers to document their experiences, opening a window on the web to see the reality of homelessness with the same HD resolution people use to take video of their ski vacations and snowboarding stunts. Kevin Adler and his homeless collaborator cameraman Adam Reichart spoke with us about their plan that won't give anyone a home, but it might give the community something almost as valuable.
One of the reasons I got involved in this is that I've noticed in the last few years, I've been homeless on and off for almost 6 years, and selling the street sheet here in San Francisco, I found that it's almost like doing a social experiment where you get to learn a lot about people's behavior. And I've noticed over, especially the last 2 or 3 years, that people are really starting to lose their empathy and compassion towards humanity, not just in homelessness in general, but in homelessness is a big part of it.
You guys, the Bay Area Reporters did a story on me last week. I'm having all my teeth surgically extracted next Wednesday, and I'm trying to get up enough for a month's rent. Have a good day, guys. The Bay Area Reporters did a story on me last week. You have a good day, honey.
To Kevin Adler, how do you think empathy plays into this, and how do GoPro cameras on the street, and again, we're just at the beginning of this experiment, how do GoPro cameras and images that they provide engage this sense of empathy?
Yeah, I think empathy is a very powerful force. It's a way to have a more of an established shared concept of human dignity, which I think is important for all the other types of service organizations that do provide the essential homes and shelters and food and other indispensable needs of homeless individuals. You know, this is a piece of technology that a lot of people, young professionals, have, and it's very accessible to us. We'll go on a weekend and capture some footage from snowboarding or surfing. My life's not that exciting, but, you know, conceivably. And then share it with our friends. And I think homeless individuals have, you know, their own lives, and we don't yet have a great snapshot of what their daily experiences and interactions are. So the idea would be to use a little bit of technology to extend that and empower their voices and to share their stories.
How do you respond to the reaction that, oh, great, here's a California tech guy with a technology solution for homelessness? That's really inspiring, but it's not going to actually solve the problem. How do you respond to that?
Well, I think, you know, I'd start first, you know, with the origins of the project. So my uncle Mark was homeless for 30 years. And he lived on and off the streets. He had schizophrenia, and he died about 10 years ago. He was found by himself in a halfway house. So I think empathy is a pretty good thing to build everywhere. And certainly in kind of the divisive environment in which we're in, with debate around tech workers and affordable housing, we're not wanting to be on either side of the debate. We are all people. We're all in this together. We're one city. And this is a way to help better connect the city through a little bit of empathy and a little bit of technology.
You know, I'm glad you brought up the competition for low-income housing and the tech workers who do compete for those properties and, by some accounts, drive up the price. Adam Reichart, do you see tech workers as, competing for homes, driving up rents, creating some of the problems that might be the cause of your homelessness on some level?
I wouldn't say the cause of my homelessness, but the cause of me getting housed again, yes. Because it's like I just had some medical procedures done this week, and I had to get a place. So I went and rented a hotel for a week. And it cost me $350 for a week in a room with no toilet, no sink, no shower. And the same room like 3 to 5 years ago would have been $100, $150.
Now, those are the kinds of images that if you recorded them on the GoPro might make a pretty powerful economic point about the competition among workers in the Bay Area. Is there a concern, Kevin, that through this GoPro technology that people will be able to observe the lives of homeless people safely through a screen on their smartphone or their computer, when maybe the more powerful empathy would be to see them, you know, in 3D, high resolution, in the places and on the streets where they actually live, encountering them in the course of a day?
You know, I'd kind of refer to something Adam told me after the first San Francisco Chronicle article ran, which is he said, the money has increased a little, but the humanity has increased a lot. It's lifting my spirits and making me wanting to better myself. And he said, he estimated, and Adam, correct me if I'm wrong, but that 75 to 100 people over the last few days have recognized him, expressed appreciation for what he's doing, and, you know, said, Adam, I've seen you here for years, but I haven't had a better sense of who you are and your backstory.
Adam, what was it like to experience that?
You know, it's been a really wild week. The first day that me and Kevin talked and I thought about this afterwards, I thought in my own head, you know, if I could just touch one person's life out of all this, it'll make me satisfied that I did something with this project. And I just wanted to share with your audience that, you know, some people have sent me some really inspiring affirmations and that I've inspired them. And that a couple of the messages have even said that they were going to, like, get involved. One guy said he was going to volunteer at a homeless place in Germany. And another guy said that he was going to volunteer locally here. And you know what? That makes this whole project, makes me feel good in my heart about this whole project that, you know, I feel like to a point we already accomplished a little bit of something.
Is your mission to stop being homeless, or is it bigger than that?
It's a lot bigger than that. In my eyes, I want to be out the streets, but my big scenario in this would be to, I want to be able to wake up a lot of people, make them see what this is really like out here, that it's not all fun and games.
What do you think visually, Adam, has surprised Kevin the most about the day-to-day realities of your life?
I think probably how many people ignore you. You know, anywhere from 75 to 100 people walking past me within a minute or two. You know, I do pretty busy areas, and 90% of the people is actually you're invisible when you're there. I've sort of gotten used to that over the years, but at the same time, I'd like to be able to wake people's eyes up.
Kevin, let's talk about your uncle for a moment. For most of those 30 years when he was on the street and suffering from mental illness, there were no GoPro cameras really available to document his story, right?
No, and you know, he passed away 10 years ago, and this is why I think technology like GoPro can be so exciting. I know Uncle Mark as the person who showed up at Thanksgiving and Christmas, always the most family-oriented person in my household, who remembered every birthday and gave me a, you know, eagle bandana before he passed away on my birthday, just a few days after he passed away, he sent it to me. That's my image of Mark. I have no idea what his life was like day to day, except the stories I heard from my dad. And I think in part, you know, that was an issue. You know, I think myself and a lot of us who have been fortunate enough not to have to face homelessness directly really don't have a sense of what it's like. And if we are all connected, we're all, you know, in it together, it helps to walk a little bit in their shoes.
Well, thanks, guys.
Thanks, John. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, I really appreciate you having us on the show, John.
Kevin Adler is a co-founder of the Homeless GoPro Project. Adam Reichardt is a homeless man and a participant in that project. Where does empathy come from in your experience? Dino from Austin, Texas. I was going to drop out of a class once. The director of the program came all the way to my house, took me back. I finished the program mainly because of her support that day when I wasn't up to continue due to social anxiety. Your empathy stories, 877-8-MY-TAKE. Send us a tweet at The Takeaway. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great Easter. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.